In Connecticut and Rhode Island, the Environmental Protection Agency caught a bus company called First Student breaking anti-idling laws. In some cases, they found bus drivers idling their engines for up to 2.5 hours. The government just reached a settlement with First Student. Tim Conway is an enforcement lawyer for the EPA.
First Student really stepped up to the plate once we'd identified the violations, and they helped us look for solutions that would protect children's health and protect the health of people around the diesel vehicle.
First Student is now retraining their drivers and cleaning up their emissions. The company operates buses in 40 states. There are still a lot of states that don't have any restrictions on diesel idling. So on any given school day, you can find long lines of buses polluting the air in front of schools waiting for the kids to come out. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.